the teeth chatter starting to come in. A little teeth talk on the Brad and John show. Someone in I Can't Believe It's News left some dentures behind at a voting poll booth. So we thought, where's the weirdest place you lost? Or, you know, someone you know lost their teeth. 733-547-6733-KISM. Good morning.
Hey, it's Jim. I was just going to tell you about a tooth, some teeth. A buddy of mine and I were down at one of the local establishments having some adult beverages, and he had a few too many, so I took him home, let him sit on my easy chair, and
sleep it off. Yeah.
Well, the next morning he gets up and he's looking for his teeth. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And there's my big Labrador Retriever sitting there.
He's got a different smile on his face.
My dog ate his teeth. That's all. I mean, we searched high and low, and that's the only place he was. So
you're pretty certain it was a dog, huh?
Yeah. I didn't check, you know, out in the yard for later. I didn't think he'd want them back.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow. And it's a lab.
Yeah, it was a half lab, half Chesapeake Bay Retriever. So he's a big dog.
He probably ate him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, old Buster got a meal. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and if there was any food left over in those teeth, if there was any food left behind in that rack of teeth, I'm sure the Labrador probably got them.
All right, you want to take one more? Brad and John, hi. Who's this?
This is Earl in Cedro Woolley.
All right, here we go. We're going to Cedro. What did you say your name is, Earl?
Yes, sir.
Earl in Cedro Woolley. All right, Earl, tell us about the teeth.
So I was vacuuming out a customer's car, and she's standing there watching me, and something got stuck to my vacuum.
You work at a oil change place?
I manage an oil change place, yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
So I took apart the vacuum. I unjammed what was in there with a screwdriver, and out fell a partial denture. He goes, you just saved me $600, grabbed it out of my hand, and popped it into her mouth.
No. Right out of the vacuum cleaner?
No.
Right out of the vacuum
cleaner. Right off the floor with those pine needles and everything? It just straight into the mouth.
So straight into the mouth. So they saved her $600. She was going to buy another set the next day.
Hold on, John. Let me get that music for you.
Thanks, Earl. She had to have rinsed it off somehow with a little something, or at least spit on it or something before she put it in. Hey, Rich, you're on with Brad and John. Did you have a good weekend, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this story involves your sister's teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so she's visiting you, and she's going to go on what, an Alaskan cruise? Is that the deal?
Correct.
All right. So what? So
she had a couple of days she could stay here with us before she went on the cruise.
Okay. So and you guys are partying and stuff?
The recreational marijuana was new.
Yeah.
And she's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
So this is recently.
They don't get bud like we get bud.
Right.
I had her smoking with me up here, and she got so stoned, she lost her teeth.
Okay. And she's got a cruise she's got to go on.
Yes. So she's in a panic the next day. We had a dozen members of the family searching the house, the car, the trash.
The kids are asking, how did she lose her teeth? Don't ask. Just don't worry. We just got to find them.
So, at any rate, yes, she never found them, and she had to go on the Alaska cruise with no teeth.
Now, I really don't know anything about how difficult is it to replace it. Can you replace these within a day? Can you go somewhere
and
get temporary? You can't.
Probably got to have molds and all kinds of stuff made.
They actually, at the dental office back in Arkansas, where she's from.
dental office / gas station is what you're saying.
And it's the only one.
Yes.
It's the one in Arkansas.
They could replicate the dentures.
You can walk right in.
Yeah.
But not in one day.
So there's no insert that you can put in there to cover you temporarily. No. Okay.
No. Yeah.
And then
the enjoyment was lessened considerably.
Yeah, I mean, you get on that cruise ship and you got to ask the cook anything special from the cook you would like tonight. Can you puree everything?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you liquefy everything?
Well.